Breaking news on the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
Protests around the Bay Area continue at this hour as demonstrators take to the streets over the police custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. We begin our live team coverage with KCBS reporter Keith Manconi in San Jose, where police and protesters clashed several times since this afternoon. Keith.
That's right, Peter. As you'll recall, this protest, which was originally peaceful, really escalated when protesters took it to Highway 101, blocking traffic for about an hour. Since then, they have gone to City Hall, and they have gone to many streets throughout downtown San Jose. Little by little, riot cops have been pushing them back, block by block. That's the pattern that we've seen several times over the last hour or so. The protesters will form up, make a line along the street, and police officers will advance in riot gear, sometimes shooting what appear to be rubber bullets, sometimes shooting tear gas, and protesters will fall back. A couple of minutes ago, protesters attempted to erect a barricade, but they quickly fell back from that just a couple of minutes later. So not very clear where this is going. It appears that the police officers are trying to push the protesters out of downtown San Jose. We're right in front of San Jose State right now, and even as I'm speaking, the protesters are moving away from downtown San Jose once again, seem to be getting pushed back even further. So we're going to, oh, and there's police officers on my left-hand side, so that's what they're responding to. So a fluid situation. We will keep you apprised. Reporting live in downtown San Jose, Keith Manconi, KCBS.
Oh, and there are the sirens. Less raucous, at least so far, is a gathering in Oakland, but it's just getting underway. We go to KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign as he joins us live from Oakland. He says things are getting a little more intense.
Yeah, that's for sure, Peter. Things have changed quite a bit here in the last 15, 20 minutes. The protesters, several thousand strong, marched from outside City Hall to police headquarters at 7th and Broadway, where they were met by a phalanx of riot cops who stopped them in their tracks, held them at bay. They're lined up with face shields down, holding batons, ready for action if it comes to that, keeping the protesters from crossing Broadway at 7th to get any closer to OPD headquarters. And the crowd got pretty angry, hostile, shouting F the police, throwing bottles at the cops. Then there were a series of loud explosions, M80s probably, something like that, big firecrackers, which scared quite a few people in the crowd. Some ran back. Then there were some things thrown at the police as some of those explosions were going off, and some of the police surged forward. There was a brief skirmish between some of the cops and some protesters in the front. A lot of people ran back to get away from what they thought was going to turn very ugly at the front of the line. Then things settled down again. The announcement came from the police that they were here to facilitate everyone exercising their First Amendment rights, but that they would not tolerate things thrown at the police, bottles thrown at the police, or any illegal fireworks, and that if any of that happened, this would be declared an illegal assembly. It has happened a couple of times since then, and they've repeated that announcement. They have not yet declared it an illegal assembly. They're letting people here continue this protest. There have been a lot of sirens just to the south of us from the freeway. I'm not sure if some people got up on Highway 880 there or not. You can hear some more of the fireworks going off, firecrackers. Every time there's one of those, people shudder and move back a little bit. Well, that was one of the louder ones we've heard so far. But again, although there have been moments of tension and a couple of brief skirmishes, things are staying relatively calm as night falls here in downtown Oakland. Live in Oakland, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Okay, thank you, Doug.